Ryan on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
As we come together in prayer as one body of believers, as one church this morning, we do have many in our congregation and in our wider church family that we keep in prayer as they mourn the loss of loved ones. We lift up this morning Michelle Schnicker, who celebrated the life of her father-in-law yesterday. We also keep Patty Kerr in our prayers as Dick Kerr's services were held yesterday. We keep praying for their families in this time of grief. We lift up the family of Bob Cook, who passed away this past week, and we also lift up Molly Erickson and the passing of her mother. We pray for God's peace to be upon all of them, for God's strength to be with them as they mourn. Let us go before God in prayer. We thank you, O God, for the immensity of your love, that you saw fit to create us each in your image. We gather into your presence, drawn to you each for different reasons, but each of us seeking to be brought up in your arms as our heavenly parent. We come nursing wounded hearts, tiring bodies. Some of us come with celebration and shouts of joy. You know us each, inside and out, and so you meet us here, celebrating with us, tending to us, caring for us, and nursing us to health. God, our words are so important, and so we are mindful as we speak that our language shares with others the innermost working of our hearts and minds. Help us this day to guard our tongues, sharp weapons that they can be, so as to care for others and care for their feelings. Help us to speak with integrity, with honesty, and most of all, root all of our words in love. Lord, we continue to pray for the pandemic as it worsens in many parts of the country and world. We pray for your protection personally, that we would make wise choices and would be spared. We thank you for the low numbers that we have in our area, but we pray for people who live in states whose cases rage out of control. We pray the vaccine would come as soon as safely possible, and we pray that our leaders would put the health of this country's citizens above any other motivation. We continue, O God, to pray for those who are oppressed, who are not given the rights that most of us are to live freely, happily, and safely. We pray that larger systemic change could come after so many years, and that all people in our country would have equal rights, equal pay, equally life-sustaining treatment. Today, we lift up those among us who are struggling through family challenges, whether health concerns, relationship hardships, or personal strains. Bring your healing, O holy and mysterious one, to all in need. We do lift up those names that we mentioned before the prayer. We lift up Patty Kerr in the passing of Dick. We lift up Michelle Schnicker in the loss of her father-in-law. We lift up the family of Bob Cook, and we pray today for Molly Erickson in the passing of her mother. Oh God, you are our great comforter, and we know that in times of mourning, in times of sadness and heartbreak, you are there to help put our pieces back together, to strengthen us as we walk through times of mourning. We pray for those, God, even among us who may be lacking in spiritual strength. May we all seek you and your will for us, seeking to always follow as you lead, seeking to get out of your way. Work in us and through us, O God. We are so very thankful for the love that you give us freely, love that is not earned and can never be earned, but is given as a grace-filled gift. We thank you for the life and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, who prayed with his disciples and whose words we now pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning we conclude our sermon series, The New Normal. And so we are going from the book of Ezra, where we have been studying for several weeks now, into the book of Nehemiah. We will be in Nehemiah chapter 10, beginning with verse 32. We also lay on ourselves the obligation to charge ourselves yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the rows of bread, the regular grain offering, the regular burnt offering, the Sabbaths, the new moons, the appointed festivals, the sacred donations, and the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel and for all the work of the house of our God. We have also cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, by ancestral houses, at appointed times, year by year, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. We obligate ourselves to bring the first fruits of our soil and the first fruits of all fruit of every tree, year by year, to the house of the Lord. Also to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, the firstborn of our sons and of our livestock, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, and to bring the first of our dough and our contributions, the fruit of every tree, the wine and the oil to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and to bring to the Levites the tithes from our soil, for it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all our rural towns. And the priest, the descendant of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive the tithes. And the Levites shall bring up a tithe of the tithes of the house of our God to the chambers of the storehouse.
I'm willing to bet that way back in January, you had a brand new calendar and a brand new planner for the new year. It was new and it was clean and it was fresh. There was not a speck of writing on it. The whole year was laid out for the taking. Back in January, you were committed to making 2020 the best year yet. Way back in midwinter, in my 2020 calendar that I carry around with me all the time, that has my to-do list in it and is a place where I take all my notes, I had mapped out goals that I wanted to achieve for myself this year. I had goals that our church was working on for the year. I had even penciled in vacations and places that we hoped that we had hoped to go as a family. I had it all written down and I was ready to start. I was checking off things left and right in January and like early February. I had even written down how many miles I want to run in this year and what races I was going to enter in this year. I was dreaming in my calendar and my planner about our big 150th anniversary celebration as a church family, dreaming about what a great year this was going to be for our church. I could not wait to see all the momentum building and to see where God may take us together. Maybe you had the same kind of calendar and planner in your life, your own plans, your own vacations and goals. We all know how 2020 has gone. I mean, I don't know about you, but my New Year's resolutions have kind of fallen apart at the seams. We've all come to grips with this world and these days and the goals and plans that we had for ourselves. Every once in a while, something still pops up on the calendar on my phone, and I'll be reminded again how everything has changed. I have to go through and manually delete out-of-town meetings that I was supposed to get on an airplane and fly someplace to attend that now only take place on Zoom. We had to take out our family reunion with all of my family meeting in St. Louis, coming from all over the country to kind of be together later next month. That was deleted. We know all of our plans have fallen through. And so as we've been figuring out what to do in this world, as we've been living in this in-between time, realizing that all of our plans are temporary, we've been spending more time living in this moment, in this time, because we have no idea what the craziness of tomorrow may bring. And it's like that in the Bible. It's been like that for us in this new normal sermon series here on this last Sunday, whenever we wrap it all up together. We mentioned that we have been reading together through the book of Ezra over this past 3 weeks, and the book of Ezra is all about how there was a new temple that had been built after the former temple had been destroyed. And so this week, as the people have come back and find their new temple, the book of Nehemiah is all about how the city walls had also been rebuilt. And now we hear that things have been completed. Now that their house of worship is done. Now that the city walls are done. Now life starts to feel more like normal again. Their life had fallen apart completely. And now they pick back up in some new kind of way. And so what we hear through all of the book of Nehemiah is that the people decided to recommit themselves to the Lord. In fact, we heard what Nehemiah said. Nehemiah said, "We also lay before ourselves the obligation to charge ourselves yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of God, for all the rows of bread, for the regular grain offerings, for the regular burnt offerings, for the Sabbaths and all the new moons, all the festivals, all the sacred donations, for all the work of the house of God." What Nehemiah is telling us is that when the people came back after their whole entire life had fallen apart, all their calendars, all their goals, they all fell apart and had to be put aside. When they came back and had to restart their life, they decided to rededicate themselves to living for God in order to say thank you to God for helping them and leading them through. They said, "We are going to remember all that God has done for us." As a recommitment, they were going to give their gifts off the top to God, not bringing God second helpings or leftovers, but as a way to say thank you to God, to give to God the very first fruits of everything they have. They're going to recommit themselves because God was faithful. Now, I love this. I love this because what Nehemiah is laying before us in telling his story is a challenge. I mean, we are here with this pandemic still rolling on, and the bad news comes every day loud and clear. All of our plans and calendars and resolutions from January have fallen to pieces. And the people of God back in the Old Testament were in the same boat. They had the same troubles with their world turned upside down. And the Bible doesn't say it. It leaves this part out. But since the people are the same now as the people were back then, I'm pretty sure that there was all kinds of infighting in their society about what to do and where to go and how to spend their days. We know because Nehemiah tells us in his book that there were all kinds of arguments about how they were going to build the city walls, questions and fights among the people. They didn't have Facebook back then, but I'm pretty sure that they used whatever medium they had to get into arguments over the smallest ticky-tack things in their day. We're killing it now doing this, and I'm sure they did the same thing back then. But while all this was going on, the leaders in the temple said, "We as a people are going to use this time to recommit ourselves to God. To say, look what God has done, and look how the Lord has brought us through." For me, this is the word for us today. We can use this time as we're trying to figure out this new kind of normal to turn inward and only focus on ourselves and to think that if it has not happened to me, then it is not real. Or we can model the ways of Nehemiah. And together commit ourselves into following God. Together as Christians today, commit ourselves to following Jesus Christ. Because don't we know? Don't we know that life is continually about starting over and committing to new courses? Every season of life is a new challenge and a new day. Every chance is a fresh start. Sometimes we think that resolutions and new commitments only come around in January with fresh calendars and planners, but in the ways of the Lord, every day is a new day. Every day is a day that the Lord God has made, and every moment is a moment to say, from here on out, I'm going to live for Christ. Because now is the moment, it seems, when we can say we're going to love our neighbor as ourself. Now is the time when we can share the love of Jesus Christ. Now is a time where we can be light of love here and now. For life is continually about starting over and giving ourselves to God and continually getting better in ways of faith. And so here at the end of this series, when all of life is in flux, we are called to say that now is the time to place our trust in God. That all around us may be shifting sand, but to say that Jesus Christ is our solid rock and our firm foundation. That here and now, starting today, we're going to follow Christ with all that we have. That is our challenge in this new normal. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us online for worship here today. We hope that worship has filled your spirit and renewed you for your own journey of faith. If during these strange and odd days you felt the presence of Christ moving and alive in your life, and you've never made before a confession of faith that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, we would love to visit with you and to pray with you and to pray for you and help you in your own journey of faith. And so we ask that you might reach out to us so we can be one church family together. Along with us, if you'd like to help us live out our vision to be a church that is growing in faith and sharing God's love, and give your own tithes and offerings to help us live out our vision and mission, you can do so by clicking on the giving button on our church website, burlingtondoc.org. You can also mail in your check to us here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington, Iowa. We certainly give thanks to God for all the tithes and offerings, all the gifts that we have given together to help us do the work of Jesus Christ here and now in these strange days together. If you're here in town, we look forward to seeing you later on this morning at 10:45 in our church parking lot for drive-in church. We hope that you'll come by. It's going to be a hot and steamy day, but we'll still be the church family together here and now. Thanks be to God. Let's sing our last song.
Some people think this is an Easter song. This is a song for every day, a celebration song. I know you rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I'll raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My redeemed, my lives. to be sitting on your tushy at home. Get up, move around a little bit. All right, get them hands together. Let's go. I know you rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I'll raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. 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 Quiet now. You lift my burden. Rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountaintop to see your kingdom come. All right, here we go. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. Keep it going now. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. Yes, he does.
Even here and now, our Redeemer lives, so go in peace and have a great week. Amen.